It's so hard. Oh, I'd like you to know, I know I was wrong. I'd like you to know my love is still strong. Gee, but I'd like to see you one more time. La 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 da da da. La 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 da da la da da la da 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 la da 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 la da da da. I'm so lonely tonight.
Please don't leave me. Hello. Wait, I have to put on headphones. Do, do, do.
Oh, here you go.
There's mine.
I'll put on mine.
Hello. Okay, we're good. Sorry, we're testing out some stuff. I'm going to figure out what mic you are, DJ. Aux one.
I'm mic four.
Oh, four. Okay. I think they changed around the control. Let's try this one.
Hello. 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 Hello.
None of these ones. Okay.
Oh, I know how to change
it. Oh, you know how to change it? Okay, show me. Okay. We'll play another song while we're figuring this.
We'll be right back.
Hello. This is the Down Low Show. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, we have a few songs today. They're going to be playing over the next little hour.
Yeah.
And, also some talking.
Some talking, yeah. What's your DJ name? Do you have one?
No name.
Gotcha.
But sort of an energy.
An energy, okay, gotcha. It's not like, it doesn't have, can't be expressed in language. It's kind of...
Not language as we understand.
Yeah, as we understand. That makes sense.
It's like, have you seen that movie with the aliens?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Arrival or whatever. Yeah, it's like there.
I'm like that alien.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, songs.
The next song we have up is Dolly by Tierra Whack. Do you have a reason you like this song, or just...
It's like Tierra Whack with a banjo, which I think is pretty
nice.
Fun. But, yeah, though not a lot of things I think could be expressed in, like, human.
Yeah, that's so true. It's kind of...
It's more, animalistic.
Like primordial, kind of. Anyways, that sounds good. We'll play that song then. Enjoy. This is the Down Low Show. This is DJ Feng Shui. You're listening to 91.5. Oh, try.
Hi.
Nice. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WFO.
Bedford, Tufts.
Medford, Tufts.
3-4 Radio.
Yes. Yeah.
So our next song is going to be one that I think a lot of people relate to. It's a by a pretty famous artist named Prentice. He's up and coming. I think he's gonna be big very soon, both in terms of his music and in terms of his age and stature. So
He's gonna be a big boy, like, yeah, growing up. Yeah.
So he's like 15 right now. Okay. I think soon enough he's gonna be like an actual like adult human being. Yeah. So that's pretty big for him.
Yeah, that is a big deal.
He's really good. Everybody should check him out. He makes sandwiches on his Instagram, and they usually look okay. So,
yeah. Sandwiches are important.
And he gives detailed instructions on how to make
really
them.
That's really helpful. Yeah, it's.
Yeah, he's like I think of him sort of as a better and much much younger Action Bronson.
In that oh, okay.
He yeah. sort of has his own like cooking mm. thing as mm. well as his
music.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean. Yeah, I think some music stuff might translate into cooking.
Yeah.
I can see how that would.
It's like every song is a recipe yeah, for exactly. something.
Yeah. Could be for disaster. Yeah. Could be
for a good time.
For a good time, yeah. So true.
For fear.
Fear, yeah.
Yeah, they don't have to be, though. Cool.
All right, well, this is going to be Cardigan by Prentice. Enjoy.
Thank you. Met you in another life. Maybe then we could pretend there's no gravity in the words we write. Maybe you didn't mean it. Maybe blonde was the only rhyme. The only rhyme. Want my heart to be breaking, breaking. No, I'm happy and you hate it, hate it. Oh, and I'm not asking you to let it go, but you've been telling yourself. I'll be telling mine. Oh, you can try to get under my skin while he's on mine. Yeah, under my skin. I wish you knew that that you can't get under my skin if I don't let you in. You're telling it how you see it. The truth is whatever you decide. Some people will believe it, and some will read in between the lines. You're putting me in the spotlight, but I've been under it all my life. Sit on my life. Want my heart to be breaking, breaking. No, I'm happy and you hate it, hate it. Oh, and I'm not asking you to let it go, but you've been telling yourself. So I'll be telling mine.
It won't always be this way. You can try to get on the mind of my skin while he's on mine. Yeah, on my, on my, on my skin. I wish you know that even you can't get under my skin if I don't let you in.
Hello.
Hi. That was Skin by Sabrina Carpenter. It's sort of her lashing out a little bit at Olivia Rodrigo for calling her blonde. So I think the drama is really intriguing. I think the very human reaction to being called blonde, which exactly. is pretty terrible.
I mean, there is a little nuance. She says, like, maybe it was the only rhyme.
Yeah.
You know, but...
It didn't really rhyme with anything in this song.
It didn't really rhyme, yeah, but exactly.
Yeah, maybe it's like, you know, the dialectic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The
super dialectical for Sabrina.
Kind of like, yeah, the cross.
Yeah. Like the, it sort of plays in that space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like kind of like a neo-feminist, like, yeah. Postmodern, where like blonde, like what does that even mean?
Yeah, anymore in our
yeah
like, today's society.
Exactly,
it's like, does it have a meaning?
Yeah, so far.
So that was Skin by Sabrina Carpenter. If you want to hear the other side to the Olivia Rodrigo story, you should check her out at Sabrina Carpenter on all streaming services.
You said you think she might be one of your Spotify artists of the year.
Yeah,
you're listening.
I think I just can't get enough of how she tries to cram as many syllables as she possibly can into lines that it doesn't make sense to do that in. And I started liking her as a joke, and now she's gonna be one of my top artists of the year, definitely. So be warned, don't start
listening to someone as a joke,
because you'll like them. You'll like them very soon.
Yes, so true. Okay, the next song I'm gonna play is Six Flags by MJ Lenderman from his new album. The funny story I have about this artist is, like, I'm a big fan of him from his first album, Ghost of Your Guitar Solo, and I'm in a club at Tufts called Apple Jam where we book bands, and we booked a band that he's in, and so I met him, and he was, like, talking about, literature and stuff, and I wanted to say that I was a big fan, but I got too scared. So I didn't say anything, I was just kind of standing there awkwardly while he was trying to have a conversation with me and some other people. But I really like him. And this is his song about, like, being really depressed at Six Flags. It's called Six Flags by MJ Lenderman.
It's a very common experience amongst artists.
Yes. Yeah, being scared of other artists.
And roller coasters.
And, roller coasters, yes, about Six Flags.
But,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm scared of all of the above.
All of the above, yeah.
And probably more.
Like, how far are you willing? Would you do a loop-de-loop, or is that too much?
No, upside down isn't for me.
Is it for you, yeah.
I can't even do a log flume, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to, like, scream when I would go to
Long. Did you, like, ask them to, like, shut down the roller coaster, like, while you were on?
No, because I didn't have a direct line of communication.
That's fair.
But I would try to, in the future, make sure that I did.
Yeah. I did that once when I was, like, 7 or 8. I was like, stop the ride! And they actually stopped it, for me. And I got off.
Were other people on the ride upset, or were they like, I didn't like that thing either?
I don't remember, but it wasn't, it was just kind of a ride that just went in a circle, so it wasn't a big deal, but it was scary for some reason.
Was it one of those ones that spins you really fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, those always make me feel
Exactly. Yeah. My stomach can't handle it. Yeah. But
the loop-de-loops. Not for an artist.
Not for an artist. Sensibilities. No, no. I mean, artists were already going in loop-de-loops.
Yeah, it's, give that to the pro athletes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So true.
They need a loop-de-looper, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is going to be Six Flags, the song. Thank you for listening.
And enjoy.
Oh, out of sight, away from me, that takes you further every day. So be cool.
Hello.
Hi.
This is DJ Feng Shui. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. We have a PSA for you guys.
So is your computer camera covered?
It's actually not.
That's...
There's also a red light on next actually, to it.
Huh. That, yeah. I think that means recording, but that's probably fine.
Yeah.
But also, why not cover your computer camera?
Oh my God. I mean,
if you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape?
That does not include scotch. That does include masking, duct.
Okay.
Duct. Or it doesn't include packing tape, because that's almost opaque because it's so thick.
But oh, yeah.
I would say it's like somebody could still see a blurry image if they were recording our radio show and decided they wanted to record.
Yeah.
I guess just your face for now, because I'm not over there. In addition to government programs, I mean, there's so much other malware and viruses that can hijack a computer camera to spy on you. This is a scary ad.
Like, yeah, no, it's pretty scary.
I feel like if there are any children listening, just know that you're okay. This actually doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, no. Even if it does, I think if you tell your parents, it'll be pretty easy to fix.
Yeah, but yeah, just like if you can avoid malware on your computer, that would be great. But you can't always avoid it if you're like
beep.
I was gonna say watching. Watching movies.
Oh, like on 1, 2, 3 movies. Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if I was allowed to talk about pirating on air.
Yeah.
But don't pirate either. That's also bad.
Yes.
But if you do, and you get malware on your computer, talk to your parents about it.
Yeah.
Okay, where is it? So if you don't use it, your web camera, consider covering it up. You don't have to. This isn't a mandate. This isn't me telling you what to do. But it's just like, maybe think about it, you know, if you want to. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah.
Not all of that was that message. I took some liberties, but...
Gotcha.
Yeah, pretty much... Just cover it up if you want.
If you want, yeah.
Yeah. This is a scary ad. There are more fun ads. There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. That's fun.
Credit Fairy, yeah.
Credit Fairy.
I love credit.
Actually, Tinkerbell was a credit fairy in Peter Pan.
Yes,
she was
that
trying
makes
to
sense.
Get him to improve. His credit,
yeah.
Oh my God, a lot of these ads are actually sort of scary.
Yeah. No, some of them are...
Yeah. I haven't... Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I just saw the word dead in one of them, which is really scary.
No, they're very frightening ads. I think I'm going to stick with the Credit Fairy from now on, because...
Yeah, because that first one was... Yeah.
They never talk about Peter Pan's credit in the books or movies, but it's good.
I'm sure. Yeah, no.
Really good.
Really good credit score. Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of other things with fairies in them, but.
Like the Nutcracker has some, like the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Oh, yeah. Black Swan?
Black Swan.
That's the movie.
That's the movie, yeah. The Swan Lake.
Swan Lake?
Yes.
I think there's.
I bet that
there has
fairies in it. I mean, it definitely has swans, which are.
Close enough.
A bird, yeah, exactly.
Birds.
Wings, you know.
Hey, children, if you want good credit scores, befriend a bird.
Befriend a bird, yes.
Even if they start pecking, that's just them getting to know you.
Yeah.
But, yeah. They're nice creatures. Mm-hmm. They fly.
They're very smart.
They will improve your credit. Yeah.
Yeah, I think crows especially are very smart. They can like credit. That makes sense, because I know, like, geckos are, they're with insurance.
Yeah.
So maybe the birds are with the credit companies. Yeah, that makes sense.
The birds, yeah, definitely work partially. But I have seen an emu with, like, an insurance or something.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But that's an anomaly. That's, like, not normal.
Yeah.
If you see a bird that is just hanging around, give it some bread.
Yeah.
Give it...
Strike up a conversation, you know.
Yeah. If it's an owl licking a lollipop, I hear that's one of the best credit agents.
That's one of the best credit agents, yeah.
So that was your PSA.
Yeah. DJ, do you have a song that you want me to play right now for our next song?
Yeah.
Oh my god, we only have time for like two more songs. Okay.
Well. Could you play... Oh gosh. Could you play... Georgia by Phoebe Bridgers.
Okay.
One time I worked security at a Phoebe Bridgers concert.
To
see her.
Yes.
And we got stuck outside of the concert venue. So we could only sort of hear her.
Oh no.
And the job was mostly standing around scanning people.
Yeah. I thought when you said security, you meant you were like her like bodyguard, which would have been cool.
I was the security for the venue.
Okay, so this.
But I let people bring so much stuff in. Oh, it was like I was really bad at my job.
Okay. Yeah.
One time, my boss came out and I didn't check a important area of somebody's bag, and they had like 5 water bottles.
No, here. That is. Oh, that's
all open.
That's dangerous. You know, water bottles at concerts.
Yeah.
It's a slippery slope. Once you let water in...
anything else.
Anything. Literally anything.
Anything goes. So, yeah. But she did play this song. I'm not sure if she played this song.
But you really kind of heard the sort of...
Yeah.
Some chords that sounded somewhat like...
Well, I didn't really know this song until after.
Okay. Okay, so that makes sense. Yeah, this might be our last song, depending on when the next person comes in. We'll see.
Yeah. But
you know, really, it's nice to end on, you know, a happy song like Georgia.
It's nice.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy.
Bye.
Georgia, Georgia, I love your son. When he gets older, he might be the one. He might be the one. Georgia, Georgia, he has beautiful bones. And he never lies or picks up his phone. Sometimes in the pouring rain, he'll fall in the mud and get back up again. And if you find me, will you know me? Will you tell me? My back to the shoreline, I dreamt that he drowned.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.